let all the earth be silent.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye earth, sing praise.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Blessed assurance.
been consecrated seats to Paul this morning, pleading for your forgiveness. You say, God, we confess our sins. You are faithful and just to forgive us for all of our sins and clean us from all unrighteousness. Your word declares that we all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Sin of commission, sin of omission. Sin that we know that we're doing is wrong. And the sin that we have committed that we didn't have a clue about. So God, we ask for mercy right now. Create us a new heart and renew a right spirit within us. Thank you for your saving grace. Now God, we pray that we'll move in a very powerful way this morning. Bless your people from the sound of our weak voice. Strengthen them when they're weak and build them up when they're torn down. We pray, God, for the strength and glory to fall the grace here in our church. Can't worship you until you come. We can't sing unto you until you come. We can't preach or pray until you come. Come, Holy Spirit, come heaven and earth with all that quickening power.
Yeah.
Get a little power, Satan, love in these cold walls of ours. In other words, take our faith and turn it to a flame. In other words, take up behind the cross this morning so that we can see you sing high. We need your touch one more time. Come on, Holy Ghost. Stir up the gift within us. Come on, Holy Spirit. Move from heart to heart and move from mind to mind. This is your place and these are your people. So have that way. Bless the choir members. Let the men sing songs signed to you. Keep their mind focused on you. No distractions. We thank you for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I just want to
Thank you. stand this morning to do the announcements. You can be sure to receive the bulletin. And I'm going to give a little pop quiz right quick. A quick pop quiz. Stu, ask the question you want to answer, okay? Just scream out loud. Stewardship is? Thank you, Mark. Y'all have a great front y'all looking this morning.
Do it in a hurry, all right?
Amen. My clothes closet, the kids' clothing only at this time. We got two Valentine dances going on. Two of them, y'all. Not one, but two. Look here.
More than that. Both of them are free.
Now, one is going to be Thursday night at the Civic Center, Enterprise Civic Center. Valentine's concert and dance. Concert and dance. Wow. And it's free. So the doors open up at 6:15. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. So you don't have to dance for about 2 hours of y'all down there. Come on, it's free. But you need to sign up today. Sign up today because we need to get a head count. There's a sign up in the vestibule. Or you can just email, text Ms. Mara and let her know that you are planning on attending that event on Thursday, February 8th at the Civic Center. All right? Those who want to ride the church bus or the church van, you know, let us know. That may be available as well. And then the other Valentine gathering is going to be the Johns Chapel Sweetheart Ball. That's going to be a few days later, which is that Saturday, February the 10th, which is a special day. Y'all got to know what it is. That's a special day. That's our pastor's birthday. I mean, but that's his birthday today on February the 10th, that Saturday. So we're going to have that Valentine get together right here at John's Chapel. It'll be at 7 o'clock. Everyone is invited. You know, so just contact Pastor White or Sister White for more details if you need. All right? Right here at the Fellowship Hall. And of course, you know, on February 11th, we are having our Founders Day celebration. The theme is Equipping Our Saints for the Kingdom. And come from Ephesians 4:11-20. And Reverend retired presiding elder Willis N. Huggins Sr. will be our guest speaker. Amen. So the chairpersons are Reverend Willis N. Huggins Jr. and Sister Odessa Jones. Those are our chair and co-chair for this event. So please come up on and be with us on February 11th for a Founders Day celebration of the AME Church.
All right.
I'm going to right here real quick. And don't forget about the seafood, you know, dinner, you know, $28, trying to help with our concert that's coming up later on. Sunday's in grade 5, and grade 5, so read that, and again, room and government standards accordingly. All right. Just glancing to make sure I forgot that thing. All right, that looked good. All right, so I recognize it's time for our birthdays and anniversaries. So these are persons who are celebrating a birthday this week. And if you hear it, make a sound, make some noise, we're going in the house. Amen? Amen. Celebrating a birthday on January the 28th, Dante Warren. On January the 29th, Navega Hazard. On January the 31st, Tahara Hall. On February the 2nd, Ariana Hazard. And on February 3rd, Frankie L. Netter. Anybody else that did not call your name celebrating a birthday next week? Okay, good. So if you are, what we're going to do this time, those that are here celebrating a birthday, we're going to sing Happy Birthday in your honor. So we ask everybody to stand to your feet as we get ready to sing Happy Birthday. All birthday recipients, you may remain seated, okay? Pastor will lead us as we sing Happy Birthday.
Sing Happy Birthday.
Come on, sing! Happy birthday!
wedding anniversary on record for this week. We want to say happy anniversary on January 31st, 1984. 40 years of marriage.
Amen. And just confirms what we
are doing here at Young Shepherd, along with other entities, I'm starting in March. We're going to have Unsung Heroes of Enterprise. Enterprise Unsung Heroes is coming. We get to recognize people throughout the city of Enterprise while they are alive. Not the ones we know, but the ones who are alive. So that we can read your story, talk about your story now. Not what you need in the casket. We say all this stuff about you. They say, give me my flowers now. You know, well, I can see them, hold them, and smell them, amen. And that's what we want to do with different entities here in our church, with different entities within our city. We want to make that work for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. So let's get ready for that. It's going to kick off. Our first one should be in March. In March. The first Tuesday in March. Okay? All right. That's it. That's it. Anybody else? All right. Let's go. Officers. Let's prepare and give it. Want to make sure that we are remaining a tithing church. We can give through Giveify. It's printed, page 3 of your bulletin. You can give Cash App, PayPal. Several ways of giving on page 3, so you can just do the tithe. Envelope, and then we give, and the officers are coming forth as we prepare. And I give. Repeat after me. When I tithe,
when I tithe,
I acknowledge God.
I acknowledge God.
As my source.
And my source.
My supplier.
My supplier.
And my sustainer.
And my sustainer.
When I tithe.
When I tithe.
I acknowledge God.
I acknowledge God.
As my source.
As my source.
My supplier.
My supplier.
And my sustainer.
My every need. Yeah.
yet sinners Christ died for us. And we're so thankful for his love. Can you express your love this morning? Show God how much you really love him this morning. Yes. Love him, not your word. Love him, but not love, amen. You can't say you love him if you don't show it. You have to show it. Can you show that happy on your hands this morning? That you really love him?
Yeah, Bethlehem Lutheran, okay, one in Bethlehem Lutheran.
than to hear about fellowship. Amen? Amen. We just come out of worship. Worship is feeding us from worship, love, live, and liberation. We just come out of worship. Worship on first base. We did a series of preaching on worship. Worship has one word that's a compound word, which is lifestyle. So when you hear worship, what comes to mind is lifestyle. The three L's we lifted up, they were love, live, and liberation. We love God. We lift each other up, encourage one another, and spirit liberation, where you begin to operate your ministry without Pastor White micromanaging. Amen. I'm not going to be over you and reading out your need to make sure that everything's going well. I trust you. We trust you as you work in your ministry. Now, if you give me a reason not to trust you, that's a whole other page, okay? Alright? So we're going to do that. Discipleship. We talk about discipleship. We talk about follow. With next to fish and fellowship, okay? We follow with Jesus. Paul said, you know, follow me as I follow the Lord. So follow like when I follow the Lord, I'm trying to follow me. You know? So make sure we follow Jesus. Jesus' main, our favorite word in the New Testament is what?
Jesus'
favorite word. One word.
Look.
Alright, come. Come. Alright? I didn't tell y'all that. You say Jesus, you know? I mean, good. I mean, come. One of his favorite words, is come. Just come. I don't know if the New Testament said come. So we follow him. Fish. We're fishing for souls. We as a disciple, you are learned. We are students. We're like sponges. We're receiving all this good information. And now we're ready to apply the information. Okay? As a disciple, you sit in the classroom. We study that. We know that. The church is the classroom setting. The world is the lab. After we walk out of the church, we leave the classroom, we go into the lab. When you clock in the morning, you got to deal with some people that are evil. You got to deal with some people that got some issues. And you need to come to the classroom so you can be able to deal with them in a doctor way. Amen? Amen. Amen. Don't be like my people, you know? In prayer, okay? So you're healthy, Then our last one was fellowship. So after we have fellowship, after we follow Jesus, after we fish for souls, now we have fellowship among each other. Fellowship is the glue that holds the church together. The more we fellowship, the more stronger we want to become. You show me a strong church, I'll show you a church that has great fellowship. You show me a strong family, I'll show you a family that has great fellowship. You show me a weak church, I show you a church that doesn't fellowship. You show me a weak family, I show you a family that doesn't hang out every union, don't call each other. You know? Amen. Alright, so fellowship is the glue that holds every entity together. Okay? Alright, so now we talk about stewardship. We learn that stewardship, we are managers. As a steward, you are a manager. You don't own the stuff that God has given you. God has given us these things so that we can manage them. It doesn't belong to Will and White. It belongs to God.
Amen.
And the three T's that we're trying to highlight during this series of messages are time, talent, and tithe. My time doesn't belong to me.
Yes.
We talked about that last time about redeeming the time. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God. Redeeming the time, which means take advantage of the time that you have now. Do it now. You don't got time to wait. Stop procrastinating. Get it done. Alright? We're going to talk about talent later on, but now we're giving a highlight about time. And what I have learned that my time doesn't belong to me, it belongs to God. My talent doesn't belong to me, it belongs to God. And my time, which is my money. I say it's my money, but my money doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God. Okay? So we're going to highlight stewardship of this morning. Let us pray. Father, help me, Lord, try to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Malachi, on the third chapter, the sixth verse. Okay, you get all this. The sixth verse says, "For I am the Lord." Change now. Therefore, you sons of Jacob. good gifts for such a morning. Gain it by giving. Gain it by giving. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, baby. See you. Thank you for serving this morning. Gain it by giving. Do you remember the Baptist preacher? The country Baptist preacher? He was preaching. And he had a good church. His deacons responded to him in a very positive way.
Yes, Lord.
The preacher was preaching, and the preacher said, this church has got to walk.
Hallelujah.
And the deacon responded and said, walk, church, walk.
Yes, Lord.
He said, this church has got to jog. And the deacon responded and said, jog, church, jog. He said, this church has got to run. Deacons got happy and said, run, church, run. The preacher said, this church has got to fly. And it takes money for the church to fly. And the deacon hollered, crawl, church, crawl.
Yes.
Therefore, you sons of Jacob, are not consumed. But number one this morning is blessing. Blessing deals with benediction, benefit, hope for result. God blesses through his eternal plan. The purpose of it is that God had declared, I am the Lord, and I change nothing. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. The prophet is trying to show the love of God in this one verse. He's saying, we be wrong. And in the midst of us doing wrong, God still spared us. He said, I change not. My love is so deep towards you. In spite of how you treat me, I still would give you an opportunity to lead you one more time. That's a blessing in itself. That's why he said that you are not consumed. God could have consumed the children of Israel. God could have taken them out. But the Bible says through love and kindness, the Lord has grown us. And Malachi trying to show us in the text, we ought to look at giving in a happy way. Because God would have, amen, deleted us and canceled us when we were walking in darkness. But because the Lord spared us one more time, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy of our service. He's worthy of our shouting.
Let us know that you trust God when you can see it.
easily hit that slippery slope that designed to keep you from being blessed by the Lord. But the Bible says you are cursed with a curse.
Yes, Lord.
For you have robbed me even this whole nation.
Thank you, Lord.
God is still pleading for the children of Israel to come back to Him.
Yes, Lord.
He said, you walked away from me. But I still have your blood in me to bring you back to me. He said, I'm not going to hold it to your charge. I'm going to forgive you, God. I'm willing to let it go so that we can have a healthy relationship and start all over again. It doesn't make any sense.
First of all, you've been obedient to God. Second of all, for the maintenance of the building. And third of all, for the spread of the gospel. So God has this financial plan for the church, showing us how we can gain by giving. He said, when you bring it, it shall be meat in my house.
Yes, sir.
And he said, I'll be able to rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Yes,
and other nations will call you blessed.
Yes,
because you have been obedient.
Yes,
you have a good maintenance building. And you spread the gospel through your time.
Yes,
that there may be meat in my house. When you tithe here at General Shepherd, you got to have a good conscience in your giving. Because you see the word. Now, I will struggle when I'm tithing in a church, giving in a church, and I don't see the word. But when you see what's taking place in your church, it motivates you the more to give above the tears. New Testament believers say the 10th is nobody. New Testament members, they give above the 10th. The 10th is the foundation. But yet we build on that foundation and say, I know I can do 20%. Because the text makes it clear, the more I give, the more I shall receive. So now at this point, he's making it crystal clear. He said, now, all nations shall call you blessed. Why are they calling you blessed? Because you've been a blessing to the people in the city.
Hallelujah.
In other words, people want to watch you. And if you declare and decree that you're the church is a symbol of help, deliverance, blessings, and breakthrough.
Yes.
And if we want to be the church, let the church be the church. You have a cup.
Yeah.
A cup with a plank.
We're in school in science, you used to put that little cup and put a little seed in the cup. And you had the water and put it in the window sill in order for it to work. To grow.
Able to see the sea bringing forth my fruit.
Watch out for all this. This day of worship this morning, maybe here. Maybe here, and you want to call me and say, God, I heard the preacher say, if I give you my heart, you'll take my head and my hands and use them for your glory. Come on, come on. That's the first church. The first church is God's church. That's the first church you need to join. You need to join God's church. You need to say, God, I'm willing to give so I can gain. I know not, I can gain by my gift. And you want to come and say, God, I give my life to you. I submit my heart to you. And you want to come this morning and say, God, I repent of my sins. And God, because I repent of my sins, I give it to you this morning. God, for prayer, hearing a prayer answering God. Maybe here this morning and you say you got it together, but you're looking for a church home. We're giving you tickets to come and be a part of our church family. Come through Christian experience, come through church letter, come because the Lord is calling you to come while the choir sing. Come on, come, come, come.
Yes, sir.